From Washington, this is VOA News. The White House says it is prepared for the fallout from a report on alleged CIA torture methods. And a second diplomatic mission in the Egyptian capital closes down for security reasons. I'm Michael Lippin. The White House says it has spent months preparing to protect U.S. interests around the world from the potential fallout of a soon-to-be-released report on CIA methods for interrogating terrorists. U.S. officials have warned that Tuesday's expected release of the report on alleged CIA torture practices could incite violence against Americans abroad. But White House spokesman Josh Earnest said Monday that President Barack Obama believes it is important for the American people to see the report in order to learn as much as possible about what the CIA did in the war on terror. Some reports say the 480-page document details extreme interrogation techniques such as sleep deprivation and waterboarding, which simulates drowning. Earnest said Mr. Obama believes the use of those tactics was unwarranted. Canada closed its embassy in the Egyptian capital on Monday because of security concerns. It was the second embassy to shut down in Cairo in 2 days, after Britain closed its diplomatic mission on Sunday, also for unspecified security reasons. There was no word on when the two embassies would reopen. The Reuters news agency cited a source as saying a suspected militant recently detained by Egypt told authorities about plans to target foreign embassies. The Canadian Broadcasting Corporation said recent assessments of security around the Canadian embassy in Cairo have shown that it is particularly vulnerable compared to nearby missions, including the British and American ones. The CBC said the Canadian building is not set back from the street and is vulnerable on two sides. You're listening to VOA News. The United Nations on Monday requested $16.4 billion from its members for aid work in 2015, with nearly half slated for victims of Syria's internal conflict and the recent rise of the Islamic State militant group. UN Humanitarian Chief Valerie Amos said the needs of roughly 60 million people next year are outpacing the organization's capacity. The request is a 25% increase over the last year's $13 billion request. The funding shortfall for the international organization and its agencies was made clear last week when the World Food Program announced that it would cut food aid to almost half of Syrian refugees. Over the last few weeks, thousands of teachers went on strike across northeastern China, protesting against low pay and forced contributions to their pension plans. Shannon Vincent reports from Beijing.
A mass strike by teachers in northeastern China ended last week. It was one of several that rapidly spread through towns and cities in recent weeks. Teachers say they were protesting low wages. One teacher said she just wanted to raise her salary. She said she was not comparing her salary with others. She just wanted the salary she deserves. Teaching in China has long been a profession that garners relatively low pay, but the recent strikes in Heilongjiang province were rooted in a government plan that requires teachers to contribute to their pension plans, something government workers had not been asked to do in the past. Protesters marched on government buildings, and classes in some places were suspended. Zhang Lifan is a Chinese expert and historian. He said China's education system has long been too harsh on teachers, and the strike is a result of built-up resentments. Shannon Van Sant for VOA News, Beijing.
The U.S. ambassador to South Africa says the United States did not know about negotiations to release a South African hostage who died Saturday during a U.S. Special Forces raid in Yemen. Ambassador Patrick Gaspard said Monday that Washington was also unaware that South African teacher Pierre Corky was being held at the same site as American journalist Luke Summers, whose rescue was the objective of the failed mission. U.S. officials say both men were killed by their captors during the raid. Gaspard reiterated that President Barack Obama ordered the raid because the al-Qaeda militants holding Summers indicated they were going to kill him. Well, that's the latest world news from VOA. I'll be back in 1 hour for another update of the international headlines. I'm Michael Lippin in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.